Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Joining us today, Charles C. Plummer with Dow AgriSciences.
Charles, how does Arylex Active and new Culex herbicide, how does that benefit our wheat producers?
Well, it's been a while since wheat growers have had new technology in the wheat market. Culex herbicide offers a new active ingredient, Arylex Active, which is the first member of a new chemical family of Group 4 auxin herbicides. Our area has historically been wheat on wheat, causing it over-reliance on the same class of chemistry for many years now. Because of this, producers are not experiencing the herbicide efficacy that they once did. Culex not only has a new active ingredient, but it also provides two modes of action. This allows growers to effectively control many key weed species, including resistant biotypes. Arylex Active is an effective tool for controlling ALS and glyphosate-resistant weeds, such as glyphosate-resistant marestail.
Thanks, Charlsie. For more information on Culex herbicide, contact your local Dow AgriSciences rep or visit FlexibleWeedControl.com.
I'm standing under a very tall bridge waiting to talk about new Culex wheat herbicide with a satisfied user who's about to bungee jump from the top. Here he comes, sir.
Culex lets you plant the crops you want, when you want, while controlling difficult weeds.
What he's saying is that only Culex wheat herbicide combines strength with flexibility, a powerful new active ingredient that keeps your crop rotation options open. Learn more at FlexibleWeedControl.com or visit your local retailer.
Culex!
Strength and flexibility. Good for bungee jumps, good for wheat growers, bad for interviews.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. As you probably know, it's been a tough winter for farmers here in Oklahoma and across the plains, with little to no precipitation seen since this past fall. As the seasons progress, though, many producers are now facing that time at which decisions must be made in regard to top dressing their wheat crops, which is especially needed this year in order to produce that high-quality grain being sought after in the current marketplace. However, long-term forecasts suggest recent drought conditions will continue and even intensify for the next several weeks and months at least. Our farm director Ron Hayes caught up with Oklahoma State University Extension Associate Professor Brian Arnall this week for his advice to farmers on how to navigate their decision-making process during these challenging times. According to Arnall, most farmers will fall into one of two categories.
First category is, do you have somebody else apply your nitrogen? Because that makes a big difference. If you got somebody else running your nitrogen, you're not the one doing it yourself, that means you got to call in and have nitrogen applied. You've got some groups out there, some applicators, it takes them 30-plus days to cover all their acres starting on day one to go. So there is no wait. We need to, if you're in that scenario and you're using an applicator that could get bogged down, if we get a big rain chance in the 5-day, they're going to get a 1,000 calls, and the likelihood of you getting on in time is much lower. So for those that rely on somebody else to apply their nitrogen, or at least majority, we need to be looking at getting some down on those fields that are looking the best right now with maybe not the input behind them. Maybe you got the seed in the ground, got a good stand, don't have a lot of in down. We need to be priming some of those fields. Now, ideally, if you can apply your own nitrogen or you can get everything on timely, let's wait for a rain. I can't get excited about putting on nitrogen if we don't have any gas in the tank, and that being water. And so I'd really like to see the water profile start to fill up a little bit before we start getting heavy on top dress. If we control it, we can wait.
The question for farmers in that situation, though, is, of course, just how long can you afford to wait to make a decision?
Even if it doesn't start raining till holostem, we have an opportunity post-holostem with sprayers and applicators like that to get over the crop, get the response we need, and be the most efficient in nitrogen.
To hear more of Arnall's tips and advice, go to our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com to listen to that entire interview. You got farm news on Ron.
I'm Kyle Gilchrist, representing the Red Alliance Group. We have provided Red Angus bulls and females in volume to cattlemen in Oklahoma for 16 years. Our bulls represent what commercial cow-calf producers demand and are developed to perform. Join us for our upcoming auction on March 10th at the Heart of Oklahoma Expo Center in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Look us up at redalliance.biz, Facebook, or see our ad in the Stock Exchange publication. We look forward to seeing you March 10th in Shawnee, Oklahoma.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.